The Year in Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. Happy New Year, everyone. As 2009 draws to a close, it's fitting to look back over the year in agriculture, and perhaps the biggest story has been the wet weather from spring to fall.
And I told some of them, even back last spring, I said, if you think it's aggravating to not be able to get planted because of a wet spring, I said, I can tell you from experience what's worse is having a wet fall and a good crop and you can't get it out of the field, and then that's what came to pass.
That's Williamson County farmer Eddie Sanders, and after record rains in September and October, farmers finally had a few good weeks in November to harvest their grain and cotton crops. Well, another big story continuing all year was the dramatic drop in dairy prices paid to farmers, and that, along with the economic recession, continued to drive producers out of the business.
The prices have dropped from $20 a hundred to $12 a hundred, and everybody is losing a lot of money. I've heard some estimates of losing maybe $100 per cow per month, which for a 200-cow dairy, that'd be $20,000 a month.
McMinn County dairyman Tom Strasser, and so far this year, about 40 dairies went out of business. There are now just over 500 left in Tennessee. But looking back, a fairly good year for farmers overall across the state, according to Commissioner of Agriculture Ken Givens.
This is going to be probably, instead of being an exit year, it's going to be what I'd call a pretty good year. So it's probably something north of good this year, and we'll take that any time. And, of course, obviously, we are a huge livestock state. It is the number one thing we do. We've got hay that will get us through the winter easily.
And that's thanks to all that fall rain, and hopefully our farmers will continue to get adequate moisture for their crops and livestock in 2010. And we wish all of you a happy new year. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.